But let's start on the other side of the world, in Ukraine. As the saber-rattling from Washington and Moscow continues over Ukraine's future, one part of the country, Crimea, has gunmen now occupying the regional parliament and calling for secession. The Russian government said it was prepared to work with the West on resolving the crisis. A spokesman for the Russian Foreign Ministry, Alexander Lukashevich, told Russian television the way forward should be based on a peace deal signed by the former president, Viktor Yanukovych, and the opposition last week. Mr. Lukashevich said any solution must honour the interests of all Ukrainians.
We are ready to work together with the clear understanding that it will be honest and based on the ability not just to agree, but to implement agreements that must take the interests of the entire Ukrainian people into account, as well as Ukraine's partners. The honouring of obligations assumed under the 21st of February agreement would be an important step on this path.
And all this, of course, leaves great uncertainty about the country's future. But there's one thing about which there is great certainty. The economy needs fixing, and fast. The new government, confirmed by Parliament a few hours ago, says Ukraine needs $35 billion for this year and next to avoid default. There was at least some good news on all that on Thursday. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, said they were ready to respond to the request for financial assistance. Her spokesman read the statement.
The Ukrainian authorities informed me today of their request for support from the IMF. We are ready to respond, and in the coming days, we'll send an IMF fact-finding team to Kiev to undertake a preliminary dialogue with the authorities.
Well, who's handling all that in Kiev? Well, it's the man who's just been confirmed as Economy Minister, Pavlo Sheremeta, formerly the head of the Kiev School of Economics, and arguably now facing the hardest and most important job in that new cabinet. Well, I got through to him in Kiev a few hours ago, and I asked him what he was going to do.
Well, we still have to comply with the conditions, and that's very good because these conditions motivate our government to do the right things, to do the right reforms. So it's conditional. But yes, it's a serious help. As you know, the public finance we are having at the moment after the previous government are in a very bad shape. So this help is needed and much appreciated.
Give us a picture of the size of the problem. What is the core problem for the Ukrainian economy at this stage?
Well, the core problem is that Ukraine has some $17 billion of debt that needs to be refinanced this year, and it has only $15 billion in its currency reserves, which actually are needed because, as you know, it needs to have some reserves. Well, ideally, at least 2.5 months of import. And what Ukraine has at the moment is actually less than that. Unfortunately, that's the result of the economic policies that Ukraine had in the past. But we don't want to dwindle on the past. We want to move forward. So we had the first meeting of the government, newly appointed and newly confirmed government of Ukraine, program of the government, which was confirmed by the parliament today. And we are moving forward with the necessary reforms, starting with fighting corruption. Unfortunately, Ukraine is very often associated with a huge corruption. It's a big evil that needs to be fought, that needs to be eliminated. And that's a monumental task that our government has because obviously corruption has interests. So we will have to fight with those interests. But no economic growth and no economic development can be achieved without the victory over corruption. And it's good that IMF is actually conditional on that too.
Another issue, I guess, for a lot of people is going to be austerity. There's almost no way you can avoid imposing measures that are going to be painful for the Ukrainian people. Is that true?
That's true. But on the other hand, Ukraine, well, first of all, it's a big nation. Second of all, it's a rich nation. Our agriculture is doing actually very well. The harvest this year was excellent. It's a shock therapy that our neighbors to the west, Poland, had. But in Ukraine, it was shock without therapy. For example, if you will do this, the austerity measures to the richer population, which is actually, by the way, subsidized. You know, the gas prices are, you know, uniform for the whole country, and they are subsidized by the government, which means that if you have the bigger apartment or the bigger house, you know, you get more subsidies. So this is absurd. It needs to be changed. But at the same time, if he will help the poorest, you know, to withstand the austerity, that's the way our government picked.
What about looking to the east? Because if I'm correct, I think Ukraine owes quite a lot of money to Russia. Will you also be having meetings with Russian officials?
Yes, sure. We need to have a communication with our Russian counterparts too. And actually, before becoming the economy minister, I was talking to my counterparts in Russia. We shouldn't be looking into one direction only. And I think Russia, I'm quite sure that they want to have a stability at their borders too. And that's our common interest with Russia. I'll be happy to communicate with my counterparts in Russia too.
Your colleague, the Prime Minister, Mr. Yatsenyuk, said memorably to one of my colleagues yesterday, we are the kamikaze team, welcome to hell. Was there a moment in your mind where you thought, I really don't want this job?
Well, I think my kids are wondering whether they want me to have this job. I think we're just trying to make sure that we understand and we're up to the challenges that we have.
Pavlo Sheremeta, the new economy minister in Ukraine.